But the situation did not improve. A few weeks after the introduction of the hijab, Muhammad's enemies orchestrated a vicious attack on Aisha, which devastated the Prophet and almost succeeded in dividing the community. Aisha was an easy target. Everybody knew that she was Muhammad's favourite. She was beautiful, spirited, proud of her prominent position, jealous, outspoken, not without egotism, and had doubtless made many enemies. On this occasion, Muhammad had chosen Aisha to accompany him on an expedition against an ally of the Quraysh, who had, somewhat menacingly, encamped a little closer to Medina than usual. According to Muhammad's spies, the Quraysh had persuaded them to attack the oasis. It was a successful raid. The Muslims intercepted them at the well of Muraisi on the Red Sea coast and managed to carry off 200 camels, 500 sheep and 200 of their women. Juwairia bint al-Harith, daughter of the chief, was among the captives. Aisha's heart sank as soon as she set eyes on her because Juwairia was so pretty. And sure enough, during the negotiations that followed the raid, Muhammad proposed marriage to seal the alliance with her father. The Muslims camped at Muraisi for 3 days, but despite the positive outcome of the Ghazu, the simmering tension between the emigrants and the helpers escalated into a serious incident. While the Muslims were watering their camels at a well, local people from two different tribes, one confederated to the Quraysh, the other to the Khazraj, started to quarrel about a fairly trivial matter. Before long, there was a full-scale brawl, and the combatants called upon the Muslim bystanders for help. The emigrants rushed to the aid of the tribesmen who were allied to the Quraysh, while the helpers from Khazraj rallied around their opponents. In a matter of moments, in direct violation of the Quran, Muslim was fighting Muslim. When they heard the news, Umar and some of Muhammad's other companions rushed in to stop this unseemly fighting. But Ibn Ubay was enraged. How dared Umar prevent the Khazraj from helping their own allies? "They seek to take precedence over us," he cried. "By Allah, when we return to Medina, the higher and mightier of us will drive out the lower and the weaker." A bystander ran immediately to report this to Muhammad, who paled when he heard this latest threat. Omar wanted to have Ibn Ubay executed immediately, but Muhammad restrained him. Did he want it said that the Prophet killed his own companions? But he gave the Muslims orders to decamp immediately and begin the trek home, even though this meant travelling through the worst heat of the day, something he had never done before.